All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Good evening. This is your host, Doug Thornton. Today's show, we're going to be talking about Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan, or I guess you could say the world's plan in building back better. You know, it's one of these plans that, you know, a lot of people say is very New World Order-ish, and I would have to agree. How do you build back better? That's political doublespeak, isn't it? It doesn't make sense whenever you stop and say it. Let it roll around on your tongue a couple times. Build back better. Well, what is better to be built back on? Or are we talking about building America better? I don't know how we build back better at this rate, with probably close to $40 trillion in debt. No, Build Back Better is one of those plans that is more centralized around destroying everything than it is building anything. See, the elites, they need to build upon something that they can have themselves and that they can fully control themselves, because they really don't have control of us yet. They really don't have control of you yet. If they did, you wouldn't be listening to my pretty voice right now. No, what they need to do is they need to control everything. You know, a lot of times I sit here and I listen to these politicians and these elites and all their plans, all their whimsical dreams. And it's funny how a lot of it has to do with depopulation. It's funny how a lot of it has to do with mandates, to the point that you are virtually and publicly shamed into doing anything like the vaccine program right now. And that's whether you are for it or not. I don't care. What I care about is the intent. Look, I'll break this down for you. It was never about the vaccine. It was never about a cure. It was about compliance. It was about capitulation. This whole scheme was about seeing how far Americans are willing to go to let go of their freedoms, and how far they are willing to divide themselves from the patriotism and love and duty of their country. More people are willing to throw away the Constitution now and replace it with Marxist ideals than ever before. And that should be troubling. And that is also what we see with Build Back Better. You can't build back better until the U.S. is destroyed. There has to be a foundation. There has to be a phoenix rising out of the ashes. Now, as a Christian, I would tell you that what rises out of those ashes is going to be so antichrist filled. We are walking through the pages of Revelation right now, if you ask me. I find a lot of things to be very humorous and interesting, but what I do not find to be humorous or interesting is the intent of our politicians and their plans, their latest schemes on enslaving Americans and destroying our constitutional rights. So how do you destroy America? Well, since World War II, they've always said America can only be destroyed from within. But America was being destroyed from within many decades prior to World War II. Prior to the Civil War, we were being destroyed from within. And these things manifest daily. You can see them everywhere you turn, with people constantly, you know, tearing each other down, threatening each other over political ideas, but yet no one can figure out yet how to, you know, make clean energy. And no one yet can figure out how to bring food to the starving and to the homeless, or how to cure, you know, the epidemic of narcotic abuse that we have in this country. But no, we're going to build back better. I hope with building back better that some of the issues that I just mentioned can be remedied. But you know what? They're probably not going to be, because none of that allows control. But drugs allow control. A failing economy allows control. The quote-unquote runaway gas in the atmosphere, that allows for control, because now we can tell you to turn down your thermostats. No. So how do you destroy America from within? Well, let's start with the destruction of American exceptionalism. Growing up in this country, and I'm sure many of you like me, was all you were always taught about how great America was. We have a little bit of a bad past, but so does every single country. And American exceptionalism took us from the point of being just a tribalistic community to a wealthy nation with laws that were, for the most part, fair and equal to everyone. To the point that we even abolished slavery and had a black man as a president. Look at the most highest paid grossing athletes and actors. They're all black, so don't talk to me about oppression. Oppression is a stronghold that Democrats want to maintain on certain people's minds. And that's not just blacks, that's not just Latinos, it's not just Asians, but it's also whites. Everybody deals with this. And just flip on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News, and you're going to see it. There's always a message out there that involves race at some point. But the destruction of American exceptionalism and critical race theory and teaching of Marxism tells you that you should not get paid the amount of money that you earn based off the quality of your product. No, instead, that money should all go to everybody. Or, well, you may be able to make something that great, but because of me and who I am and my background, I should be able to get that same thing, even if I didn't put the work in. That's not equal. You don't want the janitor building the rocket that goes to Mars. You want the rocket scientist who's a little bit of a freak who can do trigonometry in his head. That's the guy that you want building your rockets. No offense to janitors, but we have very specific needs, and those needs require very specific people. And because very specific people have come from around the world to help build America into the giant empire that it is now, that has created American exceptionalism. But American exceptionalism was also how we treated our neighbors and also how we treated our enemies. After World War II, we didn't just burn Germany to the ground and take all their minerals and leave. We didn't just nuke Japan until they were one big glowing rock. We helped to rebuild, just like in Iraq and just like in Afghanistan, even though it all failed in the end. We did try to rid a people of a problem and help bring new technology to lesser people who had a lesser means of taking care of themselves, not because they couldn't, but because they lived under an oppressed society or a oppressed government that wouldn't allow new advancements in humanity to be brought in, because once these advancements get brought in, they start to lose control of the people. Kind of what we're seeing right now. Look at social media. Look at this damn thing that you talk to all day long, or that you look on all day long, called a smartphone. when you get distracted for 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 hours a day on this phone, it's doing exactly what they intended it to do. It's distracting you. It is a distraction device. This is a flashbang sitting in your hands. It is a smartphone. It does monitor you. It does keep tabs on you, but it does also entertain your mind so that your mind won't go anywhere else, like doing things with your hands or spending time with your family. I digress. Point two. How do you destroy America? Well, destroying our image and the way our allies view the United States government currently, that's one good route, isn't it? Look at Afghanistan. Look at how we pulled out. I mean, what a debacle. Everyone knew that it was going to be horrible, but you didn't have to make us look so damn weak nationally, and you didn't have to make us look so terrible in front of our allies and our enemies who are paying very, very close attention to us. Britain more or less abandoned us because we abandoned our own people. Joe Biden left Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. You really think he's here for you, to protect you, to care for your needs that you voted on him for? He's not. I'm telling you, he's not. He's a puppet. He's a pawn. The man can't even think. Abandoning our allies that fight with us, the Afghanis who risked life and limb to fight with us, and he abandoned them. And I know for a fact, many of them that came over are not the ones that should have came over. Many of the ones that are here now are going to eventually be in sleeper cells. And we're eventually going to see another terrorist attack. And it's going to be quite convenient, because it's going to be a big distraction device right when the Democrats need it. There's going to be some sort of a terrorist attack in this country. You can go back in history and you can see this. It's not that hard. But we failed Afghanistan. And we failed everyone who went there and fought and died. And I don't care what the politicians or any other veterans say. We failed that war. And we left people behind. Just like Vietnam. Please stand by for a word from one of our sponsors.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
Hello, welcome back to American Vindicta. This is Doug Thornton. I'm your host. So right now we're talking about the Build Back Better plan and the way that I view it. And I have a very unique way that I view this horrific policy. Once again, another one of those policies that you don't know what's in it until you sign it, right? Thanks, Nancy. Nancy Pelosi even made it to where you can't even read the bill on the floor of the Capitol building. If it was so important, if it was so unique, if it was so good for you, so good for America, then why can't we read it before we sign it? Well, there's plenty of reasons why. For one thing, they don't want you to have to question it. Just trust our politicians. Our politicians are here for us. They're here for you. Yeah, especially when you're in need. Huh? Yeah, it's all lies. Do not believe the lies. I can tell you from being in the government for close to 15, 16 years that it is all lies. The 90% of our politicians are not out for me and you. They're out for the corporations who pay them after they get out of their service or pay them on the side. Or sometimes China who pays them, like Chuck Schumer. I believe it's his wife. His wife's Chinese. And she gets paid quite a bit from China. And so does her father. So investigate that one if you ever get the chance. That's a fun little rabbit hole to go down. How do you destroy America from the inside? That is the talking point for tonight for the Build Back Better plan. Well, let's go to our third point. How about creating civil unrest? Now, we don't just mean by the death of George Floyd. And I'm not going to say tragic when I say that either. Let me back up. All loss of life is tragic, but I do not feel bad for a criminal dying being a criminal, especially a career criminal. Sorry, I may be calloused, but I've seen enough of this already. My sympathy can go in very, very other different directions, but I'm not going to lose sleep over criminals, and I don't think our entire way of life should be restructured and our town should be burnt down and people should die because of the life of a criminal who died during an act of crime. But how about a gun ban? Gun bans are always a really good topic to talk about with civil unrest and civil war, isn't it? Every year, our politicians bring us a new bill to talk about banning guns. And if you don't understand when I say that, the type of guns that they want to ban is anything that is semi-automatic and automatic. So, single-shot pistols, good luck finding one, and single-shot rifles, and flintlocks, muzzleloaders, will be allowed. How very convenient that our politicians would allow us to even keep anything that fires a projectile while they're armed to the teeth with bodyguards and law enforcement and sometimes military. That sounds fair and equitable, doesn't it? That sounds like how you would build a country back better by disarming the country. Hey, how did that work for you, Australia? How did that work for you, England? They're running around banning knives now. Kitchen knives. They have a task force for finding knives. What a joke. Gun bans. The government gun buyback. Well, I have a gun sitting right here behind me. It's a Sig Sauer 7.16 chambered in 6.5 Creedmoor. That gun cost me about $3,300. And I have a Razor Vortex, I think that's a Gen 2 model optic on it. Yeah, that was about $2,800. Plus some little furnishings on it here and there. So it equals out to be about a $6,700 gun. Do you think the government's going to give me that? No, they'll probably give me like $300 or $400 for it. If you had a family heirloom that was worth $10,000, they're not going to give you $10,000 for it. They'll probably give you $200 or $300 for it. Gun bans and gun buybacks don't work when you don't disarm equally the entire public. And then, you know who was never disarmed and strangely enough, never considered that they themselves should be disarmed? The government. If you want a really good, unique view of history, prior to Hitler launching the invasions, Look at what happened to Austria. Austria gave up their guns and were the first invaded. And they had no answers for it. And when people started getting rounded up and shot before they were sent to the concentration camps, they had no answer for it. And then the train started rolling to Dachau, into Auschwitz, and there was no answer for it. When you take someone's God-given right to defend themselves, then you are forcing them to rely upon you for their safety, as a child would rely upon their parent for safety. Well, the government isn't exactly, good at even paying their employees on time. You're going to count on them to defend you when someone is breaking into your home at 2 or 3 in the morning? I don't think so. No, the politicians can all go screw themselves. I am not giving up my guns. No one in this country should ever give up their guns. And that's Democrat and Republican. That's liberals and conservatives. Now, I myself find myself to be a constitutionalist. And that within itself can be skewed. But I believe very strongly in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. Yeah, that's worth going a little overboard for at times. But it is more worth a civil war over when our government tries to disarm us. No government ever disarmed their population with the intent of saying, okay, everyone turn in your guns and now you all get ice cream. It's going to be a good, happy, fun time. No, that's not the way this works. There's an intent. There's a reason. There's a plan. There's a mechanism for why they want the guns. If they have the guns, you cannot effectively resist. There's 7 million, and the number is growing, angry veterans in this country, many with combat experience. Do you not think that a corrupt, tyrannical government views that as a little bit of a threat? When you do any type of threat analysis or risk analysis, you view everything. And you also view who is the most dangerous to you. Veterans are. Veterans are the most dangerous to any tyrannical government. Not just ours. It could be any tyrannical government. But in America, it's going to be your veterans. And then it's going to be your good old country boys. People who were raised on a gun. Any way they can effectively stop the fighting force of the American patriot, they are going to stop it. All right, let's go on to the next point. I could make an entire show about this. Critical race theory. How about that one? Jamming through the precious minds of a developing child and telling them that because of their skin color, that they're either oppressed or they're oppressor, is child abuse. It is sick. It is satanic. And I will not put up with it. But I also homeschool my kids because, well, for starters, because of what I used to do for a living, working for the government. But now I homeschool my kids because I'm not, I'm not an idiot. But where I'm at and what I see, I cannot trust the teachers to not make my child into the next generation's degenerate or terrorist. Teaching kids across these United States basically how to become revolutionaries is how you destroy this country. That is one guaranteed way. Adolf Hitler himself said, if you want me to take over a country, if you want me to show you how I would do it, give me its children. Look at the Hitler Youth. The Hitler Youth became so brazen that they were actually chasing their teachers and chasing their parents down the streets, beating people, essentially, probably maiming and killing, because of the ideologue that was Adolf Hitler. He brainwashed very easily corruptible children who saw this magnificent army and the cool uniforms and the great motivational speech and all that craziness that came from that man who was definitely empowered by some sort of a demonic spirit at that point. It infected the youth and it effectively destroyed the country. But you know what? Critical race theory has shown us one thing. It has shown us that you pissed off the moms and dads of America and they came back to fight and they put politics aside, so kudos to you on that. Finally, you found something to agree upon. The next generation of Americans will build this country better. Not build it back better, but we'll build it better if we teach them how to be good Americans, if we teach them how to be responsible adults, if we teach them proper history, proper mathematics. How about this one? Proper science. Don't change the biology book and tell everyone that human beings are just like tadpoles, that we can become male or female. There are two genders, male and female, and there is an infinite amount of psychological problems that you can call all the pronouns. All right, moving on. How about rigged elections? America never saw rigged elections, huh? We have had rigged elections, and we have had thrown elections, and we have had, you know, all kinds of violations in elections ever since George Washington was no longer the president. All right, so that is just politics. Both groups are going to dig up dirt on the other side, and they're both going to either known to the person, the candidate, or not known to them, they're both going to do illegal things to try and get into the office, okay? That is politics. What we see right now is not politics. What 2020 was the capturing of a pivotal moment in America. We had the red wave. Now, you've heard this red wave talked about quite a bit. The reason why that's so important is because the red wave was not a red wave of communism. It was a red wave of Americanism. They cannot allow the spirit of freedom to run freely in this nation. They need oppression. Oppression and anger and depression. And here's all the pills for both of those. No, they need you pissed off, they need you oppressed, and they need you to want to be able to physically assault your neighbor or a family member over politics, a mask, or a vaccine. Good luck to all those people when the lights go out. Good luck to all those stupid people who believe that whenever this country is invaded by Russia and China. Good luck. I hope your mental faculties will kick back in and you can become a normal American again, because we'll need you. Even if we don't like you now, even if you don't like me now, even if our politics divide us, even if our race is an issue, we are still Americans. We are still one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Sorry, my throat is very hoarse. I had a really bad incident with hay, so for whatever reason that caused a flare-up. The rigged election thing, we saw this from Arizona, Georgia, New York. We saw it in New Jersey. We almost just saw it in Virginia. We saw it in Pennsylvania. Kind of saw it in parts of Texas. But across the nation, we saw strange things happening, and numbers weren't matching up. And at the last moment, Joe Biden pulled ahead for the steal. Nobody believes it. Everybody questions it. Even the people who voted for Joe Biden have to be sitting there quietly thinking to themselves, I can't believe this freaking guy got it. I mean, look at him now. He's doing such a stellar job now. I pulled a Joe Biden just a while ago, if you didn't hear me. I stuttered for a second, my throat got hoarse, and I lost my train of thought. Okay, forgive me, but I have coherently spoken for the last 31 minutes. Joe Biden cannot coherently speak for 1 minute. How embarrassing is it to have the most powerful man on earth who falls asleep while talking to another one of the world's most powerful leaders in front of them? Joe Biden should be in a retirement home. He should be enjoying his days on the beach in Florida, fishing and fondling little kids or whatever else it is that he talks about doing. I don't like the man. I don't care if you don't like it. Oh, a disclaimer for everybody. I am here to step on your toes. I am here to take you outside of your comfort zone. I'm not here to caress you. I'm not here to mold you into being good little citizens. I am here to wake you up. If you want cushy, lovey, feel-good rhetoric, go to someone else. I don't have time for it. America does not have time to be lulled to sleep. You need to wake up, America. The world is very ugly. This nation is turning into something very ugly. And we're all affected by it, and we're going to be affected even worse by it. Build Back Better is going to show you just how ugly America really is. The Department of Justice within itself and leading false flags that are used to frame conservatives as extremists should be one very, very good example that Building Back Better is not the intent. They're framing Americans, not just Americans, they're framing an entire political side of Americans, so about 80 to 90 million Americans of all races, of all sexes, all pronouns, and all ages that voted for Donald Trump. And they're saying these are the threats to the homeland. These are the threats to homeland security. These are the threats to the nation. If you are a Christian, if you like your guns, if you love God, if you're a patriot, yeah, good luck with that, Homeland Security, Department of Justice. Let me know how that goes for you. Please let us all know when you go to stage another false flag event like January 6th. I'm sure it's coming at some point. I'm sure it's going to come. Don't worry. I cease to be surprised at this point. How about creating a food and a goods shortage? Well, I mean, now they're coming out in the news talking about how we're going to have a food shortage. I don't know if you've ever got on Craigslist. Get on Craigslist and just look up, you know, chickens or goats or turkeys for sale within your area. And tell me how much of a shortage there is. I know in my area, there are thousands of people selling animals that you can eat. You got to buy them, you got to kill them, and you got to pluck them and cook them. And after that, you can even eat it. But you didn't have to go to the grocery store and buy some monstrosity that is pumped up with Monsanto. You can support your local farmers. You will not go hungry by doing that. You can invest yourself and raise your own animals. Having a grocery list and looking and saying, oh, we got to get all these things, but I can get half of them from my backyard. That's pretty nice. Especially when we start a real deficit in this country. We're going to have gas shortages. That's going to be something that's going to affect a lot of Americans, especially people who drive more than 30 minutes to get to work. I feel for you. I really do. Americans have to work in order for America to prosper. And Americans need to work in order for themselves to prosper. I think sometimes our politicians forget that one as well. Americans have bills they have to pay. You know, we have kids that we want to take care of. We have families we want to treat. You know, we want to take them out to the movies if they're open. You know, we want to take them out to eat if they'll allow half of us to come in. Do you not see how they've effectively destroyed America already? We're already thinking differently. It was a great beta test. 2020 was a great beta test. COVID-19 was a great beta test to see just how far you can push ignorant people who are complacent. Many places fought back against it. And what happened to a lot of those places that fought back against it, especially in democratically held areas, the government came after them. That should open your eyes to what the future holds if the government remains in power from the Democrats. They will have all the power. They will seize all the power. And they will not relinquish it. That's why you're seeing them fight so hard right now. They refuse to relinquish it. Hey, if you really want to destroy America, kill the economy. Joe Biden's really awesome at that. He's like the man with the plan when it comes to killing our economy right now. I don't know what the guy's thinking. Obviously, he's not. But it's not just Joe Biden who's writing all these policies and all these executive orders and laws. No, there's a whole team of people that are in the White House that are advisors that sit down. And they write all this gobbledygook. And, you know, a lot of these people are just college-age students all the way up to the people who were hippies back in the day and, you know, loved themselves in communism. That's pretty much what we're looking at right now. We have communists that are writing laws, and we have a president who's embraced communism, and he fully intends on turning us into some sort of a third world communist state. Tell me, in any type of dystopian future, where that benefits the average everyday American who is impoverished. It doesn't. I mean, Joe Biden barely left his house when he was on the campaign trail. Did he go to your ghetto? Did he go to your trailer park? Did he go to your dilapidated government housing? Do any of these politicians? No, they go to the big cities and they expect you to come to them like they're the ecclesiarch. Like they're the Pope that just visited. Sorry, I do not like politicians. I don't trust them. I don't trust lawyers either. There are some good ones. But for the most part, I don't like people who make a living by lying to other people. Especially not to me. Especially not when I pay you to. How about destabilizing the petrodollar? Here's one we can really get down into the meat to. When the International Monetary Fund reevaluates the petrodollar because it has been challenged by China, then the U.S. will have to go gold for gold with Beijing. I'm here to tell you right now that we will lose that exhibition with China. We will lose it. Our currency will be reevaluated, and it can fall probably as low as number 13 within the economies of the world. That's what I've been told. That's not good when you have no standing in the economic value of the world anymore. You want to know why? Let me tell you why. Because when China becomes the superpower of the world, we're going to have people that were our allies, and they're going to pivot away from us because we no longer control the economy that they also thrive on. And they're going to gravitate to China. Even our allies, who are Western societies, are going to gravitate to China because it will benefit them. Partially because our allies have been, infiltrated by New World Order elitists, by communists and socialists. Look at New Zealand and Australia. That's two of our big allies. How about that idiot up north from Canada? Trudeau has effectively destroyed Canada. Biden effectively destroyed America by getting rid of the Keystone Pipeline. That was almost free oil when you think about the big picture from the 30,000 foot view. Now we're getting oil from Russia and OPEC. Now the Saudis can charge us however much they want. How does that help Joe? with saving the economy or saving the environment. We have a lot of new breakthroughs when it comes to the oil industry and fracking. Yet, you want to buy oil from other countries that cost more, that drive the gas prices up higher. And you also want to extend restrictions in manufacturing plants and and on pipelines that effectively lowers the workforce so less oil can be produced and manufactured and then shipped to the rest of America. How does that help us? How does that build America back better? It doesn't. When gas prices go up, food prices go up. When gas prices don't come down, now we're going to see the issue. When the norm is $3.50 for a gallon, America is going to lose its mind. How about destroying the language? How about destroying the image of the United States itself? That's an interesting one. Woke culture, satanic Hollywood elitist, our satanic music industry at this point, schools, colleges that teach teach nothing but communism and socialism, and that boys can be girls and girls can be boys, and you should hate everybody and anybody, that you should, you know, feel sad for yourself. We promote weakness now instead of strength. God help us. We have lost what it meant to be America. We have lost rugged individualism in this country. And we gave it up for peace and prosperity. Beware of people who cry for peace and who are saying that we live in a time of peace, because swift destruction will follow. America's not far from it. We have politicians right now who want to destroy this country. And I don't know. I don't know what all we can do about it. You can fight back, you can resist, and you can prepare now. And speaking of preparation, please stand by for our next sponsor.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position. Really, for the first time in our history, we're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 627-3809.
And welcome back. This is American Vindicta. I have to apologize for some of my ramblings. I get quite upset every now and then when I start to think about all these things. I've been a part of the government for half of my adult life. And it's really sad to see how much blood, sweat, and tears and effort myself and many others have put in making this country great, and to see politicians who have no skin in the game and they just ruin it all. And, you know, after they're forced out of office, there is no, "Oh, sorry, I screwed everything up." So I get a little emotional every now and then, so I apologize. We're going to come to point six. How do you destroy America from within? How about destroying the military? That's going to be an episode that I think a lot of people are going to like about whenever I talk about the military. Because I'm going to talk about what the military is going to look like when we have a civil war. And that's for tomorrow. So I think you guys are going to like that. What about treason within the military? We have treason, this word being thrown around everywhere. But what about the treason of General Milley? He's going to give China, our good friends China, our good communist friends China, our good Christian suppressing, Muslim killing friends China. He's going to give them an early warning in case we ever attack, huh? That's what finally leaked out. And this man is still in the Joint Chiefs. That should tell you something, huh? Is that part of building back better, General Milley? Being a treasonous bastard? Does that help you? I hope a lot of money went into your bank account for doing that. I hope you have a really, really nice retirement. You deserved it. Great American. Really set us all up for the future, didn't you? Listen, as a former veteran and as a former police officer, I'm gonna cut through the BS. You do not swear an oath to a politician. You do not swear an oath to a political group. You swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States, that you would defend it from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to put your life on the line for that. That is a blood oath. I still hold on to my oath that I will defend this country, even if it's just me being an angry guy sitting in a dark room yelling at a microphone right now. Let someone come onto this shore and try to invade this country, I'll be out there in the mix. And many, many like me. But they don't want that. No, they want a weak-minded, a physically weak military that is highly dependent upon technology and artificial intelligence. Because eventually, the alpha males will be phased out and you'll be replaced with machines. And I think we've all seen that movie, and I think we all know how it's going to end. That is the future. They are working on Skynet right now. They are working on Terminators right now. Laugh at that if you want. It's not a gist. It is real. They are working on that. The goal is to replace mankind with robots on the battlefield so that when the wars happen, there's no remorse on the battlefield. There's no sympathy. There's no empathy. There's just cold-blooded killers. And that's all they want. Because that's what they'll need when they come down your street for you. Because you dare to resist the tyranny from within. Americans won't fire upon Americans. Not to that extent. Maybe the UN will. Maybe China and Russia will. But generally, Americans won't fire on Americans. So that already tells you that we're untrustworthy to be the ending henchmen and enforcers. Isn't it strange how the FBI is playing that role as the Gestapo police, though? As the Stasi. KGB. That's what you are. You're KGB now. You're no longer FBI. When we have riots in the street tomorrow because Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted, what is our military and our law enforcement going to do? Are they going to sit back and watch the nation be burnt to the ground again? Watch people be brutally beaten and murdered again? Or is law enforcement and the military not going to listen to politicians and to commanders who are just nothing more than political pundits at this point? You see them so much on the news. And do their damn job. Do the job that you were paid to do. If you put on the badge, serve and protect. Do not serve your politician. Do not serve your mayor. Serve we the people. That's what I expect from you. Now, I am a bit of a stickler when it comes to things like this. But I don't think you can blame me for it whenever I expect law enforcement to do their job. Just like in Portland, when Portland PPB weren't allowed to do their job, the federal police, myself, had to come in and stand in at some point and do their job. And then we weren't even allowed to talk to each other. That's going to be probably a 3-part episode of my experience in Portland. I think all of you are going to get a really good kick out of that one. It's going to surprise you. But what we see happening right now within our own law enforcement is just, it's unknown to me why you would do things the way they are. And if the Democrats actually do push where they get rid of qualified immunity, I would not blame any officer for quitting. You take away qualified immunity, you take away my protection to be a law enforcement officer from all types of lawsuits, it's not even worth doing the job anymore. Imagine if you could sue the fire department indefinitely because they got your yard too wet while they were putting out your neighbor's house fire. That's how petty it can be. America, have we forgotten the Battle of Belleau Wood? Have we forgot the storming of Normandy? Have we forgotten Operation Overlord? Have we forgot what we fought for at the Frozen Chosen, at the Chosen Reservoir in Korea? Have we forgotten just how hard Americans have fought and died within the last 100 years to keep America safe from tyranny? Why are we giving ourselves over to it now? Why are we willfully laying the groundwork for the politicians to effectively neuter us, castrate the men, turn the women against everybody, turn our children against the parents, and then turn our government against us? Why are we allowing this? I would like to say go to the polls and vote and speak your mind that way, but that didn't matter anymore. So eventually we're going to come through a crossroads in America, and I think eventually we're going to have a civil war. I think it's inevitable. I don't think we can reverse the hands of time anymore. I think it's just going to happen. And I think you need to be prepared for it. I think you need to be spiritually and physically prepared for it. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about civil war. And we're going to talk about how you can prepare for it. Stay tuned. And pay attention tomorrow. Be very careful with what you do tomorrow and where you go. When you start to see these riots come up, don't go and volunteer. Don't go and participate. Stand your ground, protect your town. I'm going to say that again. Stand your ground, protect your town. do not be bullied by tyranny. This is Doug Thornton. This is American Vindicta. You pissed off yet? I am. Thank you for listening. Hope you join me tomorrow. Thank you. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.